Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Fast Break Podcast with Brad. Last night, we saw a complete shift in confidence and momentum as LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers dominated the Golden State Warriors at every turn in Game 6. Again, facing another closeout game, the Cavs threw everything they had at the defending champs, including practically unused role players like Dante Jones and Mo Williams, who provided productive minutes off the bench, which is something that the Cavs desperately needed if they had any hope at extending this series. Seeing how no one expected the team's dynamic duo in LeBron James and Kyrie Irving to rewrite the record books and combine for 82 points in back-to-back games. It was clear from the beginning the Cavs wanted this one more. With the crowd exploding after each and every made shot, Cleveland jumped on the Warriors from the opening tip, cruising to a 33-11 lead after the first quarter, a new season low for points in a quarter by Golden State. The Warriors did bounce back in the second, outscoring the Cavs 32-28, but still found themselves with a 16-point deficit at the break. Steph Curry poured in 18 first-half points, splashing home a few three-pointers, but once again got caught up in foul trouble, something that would be key later on in the game. LeBron James was on another level, especially to close out the third quarter and to start the fourth quarter. A lead that once ballooned to 24 was cut down to a manageable 9 after a flash of Klay Thompson buckets. James decided it was time to put the Warriors away for good, scoring 18 straight points and being accountable for 27 consecutive points. James followed up his spectacular Game 5 performance with 41 points, adding 11 assists and 8 rebounds. Anytime the Warriors had any sense of hope by cutting the lead down to single digits, the Cavs had an answer. The lead quickly shot back up to 20 in a game that resembled Game 3 of the series in Cleveland. It was clear that the Cavaliers had complete control. Remember when I said Steph had gotten into a little bit of foul trouble? Well, it got worse. Perhaps it was out of desperation, or maybe frustration. But he continuously reached for steals, and granted, some of these calls were pretty questionable. But when you're the leader of your team, and the unanimous NBA MVP, you have to play smarter than that. Curry reached for a steal after a missed three and got called for his sixth and final foul of the game. Frustrated with the call, Steph barked at the ref and threw his mouthpiece, which went on to hit a fan. And just like that, the polarizing NBA MVP got hit with a technical foul and was ejected from Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Cavs went on to win the game by 14, but the story of the night was the resilience by the home team and how the 88-win team and defending champion Golden State Warriors had completely unraveled. One of the biggest questions going into Game 6 would be how the Golden State Warriors respond with having Draymond Green back after being suspended for Game 5, and now what kind of impact would he have on the game? The answer? Very little. Draymond Green combined for just 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. But if you watch the game, you could see he was in no way in the flow of the game. Almost forgettable at times. Definitely not the impact that the Golden State Warriors were hoping for. And it didn't get much better from there, as other key role players on this Golden State Warriors roster basically didn't show up at all either. Harrison Barnes, 0 points, and was 0 of 8 from the field, which brings his total in the last two games to just 2 out of 22. Definitely not what you're looking for from a guy who has consistently hit big shots in the regular season, but in the postseason so far, not when they've mattered most. And the Warriors were also one man down, with Andrew Bogut being out the remainder of the postseason after suffering a knee injury in Game 5. And now it appears that the Warriors have been again bitten by the injury bug in this postseason, as Andre Iguodala was hurt most of this game with a back injury. Iguodala played 30 minutes, but only can muster up 5 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. And the most important thing was it was painful to watch him try to walk up and down the floor, much less run and try to defend the best player so far in this series in LeBron James. With his injury, it's uncertain what kind of role and how big of an impact will Iguodala play in Game 7 on Sunday. Another area of concern for the Warriors in this game was the bench play. Leandro Barbosa was the only one who made a significant impact coming off the bench, who hit 14 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Guys like Sean Livingston and Festus Ezeli basically didn't have any impact on the game whatsoever. And with Andrew Bogut being out for this game and for the remainder of the playoffs, Steve Kerr decided to go with his death lineup to start the game. And boy, did the Cavaliers ever put that death lineup to sleep. LeBron James was not only knocking down shots from the outside and open jump shots, but he was also attacking the paint because they had no rim protection with Bogut out. It also made it easier for Kyrie Irving to get open shots around the rim as well. And basically, there was no one in the post to block out Tristan Thompson, who had his best game of this series with 15 points and 16 rebounds. He also hit 3 out of 4 from the foul line, something he has struggled with in this playoffs. But last night, we almost saw a rebirth of Tristan Thompson, a guy who not only contributed on the defensive end with blocking shots and getting rebounds, but also on the offensive end, moving around all over the court on offense and going up for alley-oops and putting back layups and dunks. This guy had finally had his coming out party. And then there's Kevin Love, a guy who was being criticized by everyone about his play in this series. And it didn't get much better in Game 6. In the first 2 minutes of the game, he picks up his first 2 fouls and is out for the rest of the quarter. And then he checks into the game in the second quarter, and what does he do? Pick up a quick foul. 3 fouls, and he pretty much set out the rest of the first half. Love only ended up with playing 11 minutes, scoring 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Basically, non-existent, and really might have been the best thing to happen to the Cavaliers team, as it opened up the floor and the flow of their offense for the remainder of the game. Now, Kyrie Irving didn't go off for 41 points like his boy LeBron, but he did contribute in 39 minutes of play, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a few steals. Another guy who contributed to this big win was J.R. Smith, who gets 14 points, hit a couple of 3-pointers, a couple of big rebounds, and a few assists. He finally had an impact on the game that the Cavs much needed him to have. Earlier, I mentioned Dante Jones, a guy who has been non-existent in this series so far. With 5 minutes left to go in the half, Tyronn Lue subbed him in the game. Dante Jones goes out there and gets 5 quick points to help the Cavs extend their lead to 16 at halftime, something no one would have predicted for Game 6. The Cavaliers also dominated every facet of the game. Literally. They beat the Warriors in fast break points. They got more points in the paint than the Warriors did. They assist on more shots than Golden State did. They out-rebounded them by 10. They shot better by 11%. Every stat that mattered, including the final one, which is the score of the game, the Cavaliers dominated every single part of it. And now, a series that looked to be over after Game 4 now appears to be going the opposite direction. The Cavaliers have all the momentum, and it looks like they may never lose a game ever, as long as LeBron James goes off for 41 points every night, that is. But seriously, the Golden State Warriors are in a world of trouble. They're on the cusp of letting this perfect season slip out of their hands and not getting a championship to cap it off with. And by no means does the Golden State Warriors look like the team we've seen in the regular season and to this point in the season. Even going back to the last round against the Thunder, this team does not look anything like the Golden State Warriors team that we're accustomed to seeing in the last 2 seasons. And now, it all comes down to this. One final game to crown a champion and to settle it all. And for the first time all season, the Golden State Warriors have lost their identity. On offense, they're not moving, they're not cutting, they're not screening, they're watching one man dominate the ball. On the defensive end, they're not giving anyone any kind of trouble when they attack the paint. And the biggest takeaway from watching the last 2 games, especially of this series, is the body language by the players on the Golden State Warrior team, especially Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Some things you wouldn't expect from leaders and definitely wouldn't expect from championship caliber teams. And on the other end of the floor, there's the Cleveland Cavaliers, in a city that has been desperate for a championship for 52 years. And they find themselves one win away from capturing it. LeBron is one spectacular performance away from giving Cleveland exactly what they want, a championship. And if he goes out and gets over 30, maybe 40 points, it could possibly happen. And if they were to go on and beat the Golden State Warriors on Sunday to win the championship, not only would they give Cleveland a title, they would also force the Golden State Warriors to lose three straight games for the first time in 3 years. There's not much working in Golden State's favor, but if there's one thing to feel optimistic about, it's that. It's the resilience from the championship team coming back, facing adversity time and time again, and finding a way to get through the battle with a win. And possibly the best thing to happen to the Warriors in this series, the fact that they're playing Game 7 at home in Oracle Arena, where they only lost one game in the regular season. But with the Golden State Warriors, to finish this season with a championship, their key players are going to have to get back to what they do best and at a high level. They're going to need Steph Curry to be composed and be the MVP, who basically hasn't shown up in this series like the way he's supposed to. They'll also need consistent buckets from Klay Thompson and at a pace where he hits more than he misses. And they'll also need Draymond Green to play lights out, not only on the offensive end, but also on the defensive end. Finally, maybe stopping LeBron James at the hole. The Golden State Warriors are going to have to band together for one last stand for a championship. No matter what happens, we have had arguably one of the best NBA seasons as a whole this year. Sure, most of the playoffs haven't lived up to the hype, but look at the conference championship rounds. And now look at the NBA Finals. Look at what we have with these legends having amazing performances along the way. Honestly, I don't know who's going to win this game. Every time I thought I had a hunch on what would happen next, the opposite came true. It feels like the Cavaliers have all the momentum and that they're going to run away with Game 7 and finally give Cleveland a championship. But at the same time, Golden State Warriors back at home with one last stand to cap this amazing season off with the championship. Either way, there are so many perfect storylines to end this season. Who knows which one will be written? That's going to do it for today. Remember to check out new and archived episodes of The Fast Break and The Sports Report on iTunes and Stitcher. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. We'll see you guys after Game 7.